order.
Question time began with a motion from the Prime Minister regarding the flight MH17 disaster in the Ukraine.
I move that this House express its condolences to the families of all those who lost their lives on flight MH17. Register its dismay at the constraints that have been imposed by armed separatist groups impeding the international investigation. Call on those groups to cooperate immediately and unreservedly with international authorities, and urge Russia to use its influence with those groups to ensure the investigation and recovery operation proceed appropriately and unimpeded.
That motion was supported unanimously across the House, as was another motion calling for a lasting ceasefire in Gaza. And while there was support across the House for those two motions, hostilities soon broke out between the Prime Minister and New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, who had this question about the government's housing policy.
If the plan is working in what a former National Prime Minister called a property-owning democracy, why is home ownership at its lowest percentage rate since 1951?
That got this answer from John Key.
We might dispute the fact, but what we can say is the government has a comprehensive plan that is actually starting to work in relation to home ownership. And if the member wants to support us in terms of reform of the RMA that will allow us to speed up that process even more, again, he should feel free to come over here and put his warm little hand in mine, and together we can sing a song. It's common sense to have reform of the RMA.
Order, order.
Mr. Peters also questioned the Prime Minister about unemployment.
If the plan is working in a country where a former National Labour Minister knew the name of every unemployed because there are only 29 of them, how come 22% of Māori and 25% of Pacifica people under, so aged between 15 and 24, are unemployed in their own country?
Well, right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I think at the time at which a Minister of Labour could name every single person that was unemployed was the time when mowers were around in New Zealand. I don't think that's worked terribly well, Mr. Speaker.
John Key also faced questions about the economy from Labour leader David Cunliffe.
Why is the Prime Minister pinning all his hopes for regional development on the dairy industry when dairy prices have already collapsed 30% in the last 6 months, and Federated Farmers has told me that 20% of farmers will go to the wall if the payout hits $6.
Order, order, Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, the member has named more crises in the last 10 months than people who actually support him in his own caucus.
The Prime Minister's determination to score political points with his answers eventually drew a protest from the opposition, as Tom Fruin reports.
Answering questions about government efforts to fight rheumatic fever in children from Materia Ture, Mr. Key added this comment about the Greens co-leader.
I know that that member lives in a dream world where she believes she can say no to every economic initiative and then on the same moment promise the earth to every New Zealander. But everybody knows that she's not credible when it comes to that.
Point of order.
That was from the opposition's shadow leader of the House, Labour's Grant Robertson.
Speaker, earlier on you admonished members on this side of the House for including political material in an inappropriate situation. Prime Minister, in pretty much every answer he's given today, has done that. You've slowly risen to your feet occasionally to bring him to order, but have actually not done so yet again here. And I just want to seek some clarification that the pattern will now continue where he can say whatever.
Order.
Grant Robertson's complaint was rejected by the Speaker, David Carter.
There is no pattern in this House whereby the Prime Minister can say whatever he likes. Order! Order! If members want to stay for the balance of question time, I expect some cooperation when I'm on my feet. And that includes the very front bench and senior members of the Labour Party. I invite members, when they consider that question and answer, to go back and look at the tone of the question that was asked.
And this was the question that Materia Ture put to the Prime Minister.
Isn't it the truth that his own data from his own government agencies and his own targets now prove that his policies are driving children into severe poverty, that they are getting sick, and in some cases are dying as a result of that sickness, and that all children in New Zealand deserve a government that will put their interests first.
Mr Key rejected that assertion, saying the government had done the best it could in the circumstances.
Tom Fruin with that report. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.